Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Mission Accepted Show. We are in store. We are in store for you today. This is amazing. I am so excited. And why am I so excited? Why do I get so excited? You guys know I get excited because everything that this woman talks about and stands about, you have heard me go rah, 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 for a very long time. I believe in wealth, yes, but I also believe in you being healthy. And I also believe in bringing in experts that can tell you, because you know, just like we listen to someone better that we don't know. So I'm going to bring in Olya Shalinskaya, and that was a mouthful, but she is an amazing woman, and she's going to talk to us about a few things around this whole health and wealth part. But first of all, I want to give a great shout out to all of our listeners, because you have been with us for a long time, and you are kind of like, let's rhyme it out, you're sharing and caring. You are sending our podcast out. We're getting comments, we're getting feedback. You're loving what we're doing, and we're loving that you're loving that. So thank you so much for that. And let me see, you guys are not only the best podcast audiences, but you are the most accountable. You take accountability for being excited. You take it right. When I say share these, you share them, and you guys are showing up and standing up and speaking up. You guys are really accountable. And oh, we just happen to have the International Health Accountability Expert on today. You knew that was coming, right? You guys knew that was coming. So let me introduce you to Olya. Now, here's something that's really interesting. I was really excited about having this show today. And I was thinking about the interesting ways that the universe absolutely delivers people. You've heard me talk a lot. I mean, this show is called Mission Accepted, and we take the mission and we have no idea what that looks like. We think we have a plan, and then sometimes it gets funny. But one thing I do know for sure is that when you're meant to meet someone, it becomes really obvious. And so here's what happening. I was pulling up to do a speaking event, and there was supposed to be parking for speakers. And so we pull up to this event not too long ago, and I pull in and they're like, oh, hey, you're a speaker. Sorry, we gave your parking spot away. I'm like, that's not very cool. But anyways, so my girlfriend Tammy and I were like, okay, well, let's go and try to find a parking spot. And the area is not that great, you know, not that easy to do that. So we find a parking spot and we see that this car is pulling in as well. We're like, oh, that's probably some cool chicks too, because it was a cool chick event. And so we pull in and, you know, we're getting our stuff together and I'm getting my things. And I literally open the door and who's standing there? Then this beautiful goddess, and she's like, hi. I'm like, are you going to the event? She's like, yeah, you? I'm like, yeah, what are you doing? Red, this is what I do. And we're instantly like, let's talk later. So sometimes you just open the door and it's there. So that's how I met this incredible woman. But anyways, let's me stop talking. And Olya, thank you and welcome to the Mission Accepted Show.
Thank you for having me here. I am very excited to be on your show. It has such a big mission. And I'm very honored to be a part of this and deliver my message.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, look, you are known as the health accountability expert. I've had the pleasure of actually having a treatment from you myself. And I know how dedicated you are for people to have a profound change, right? Not just a little bit of advice, but you're super dedicated and having a profound. I also know that for you, prevention is really important. Like you share so much of yourself so people can actually, you know, put the curb on actually getting unwell. So why don't we talk a little bit about, first of all, what do you do and how did you get there? Like, how did this come into your life? How did you have your own awakening? And let's talk a little bit about prevention.
Yeah, it's such a big part of my life. It all started from my family, first of all. I come from a medical family, my mother, my aunt, my uncle, and I was always involved in this industry of health, let's call it this way. And I always was aware about prevention. But it took me a long time to figure out that it's actually my mission to deliver this message to the world. I've been doing different jobs. Earlier, I have a few degrees in different fields. One of them is actually teacher, but I never worked at school. So now I see how the puzzles come together with all of my actual childhood upbringing, all my environment, and then everything just aligns. It's all about time. And the first time when I actually started thinking about my mission, how can I actually change the world for the best? What's my actual passion? Why my eyes are so shining bright? Because it's so important. People feel it always. Once your eyes are really shining, that's when I'm talking about prevention, about health, and how powerful we are. And actually, all started during COVID, when we were all locked at our homes. And I started questioning the beauty industry because we didn't really have access to go to spas here and there. And before COVID happened, I actually went to spa to celebrate my birthday. And then I spent so much money on actual skincare I didn't really need. And the actual ingredients were not, that I could trust really. There were lots of big names. I didn't really know what it means. But just because a skincare specialist told me it would help me because I have a little wrinkle here, I was doubting. I spent $500 on that. It just sounded like a ripoff to me. Like I started to question all of the industry. And then I started Googling, hey, what are the natural ways how I can actually prevent aging without actually spending so much money on products you don't understand really the source about. Just because they say it's good for you, it doesn't mean it's good for you. Because I always understood that anything what we put on our skin definitely goes into our system, into our lymphatic, bloodstream, organs. So if you cannot eat that product, don't put it on your face. Like, just make sure you can actually eat it, right? Then it's actually safe because sooner or later, everything we'll put on that we put on our body will end up in our inner system and our organs will actually definitely receive it, right? So then I found out the face yoga techniques and I started to learn deeper how I can self-massage myself by my own hands to bring to actually prevent aging. And I've seen incredible results on myself. My amazing result was I stopped using any skincare at all. Just by self-massaging, because I made a routine. And then I was buying the same course all over again. And then they reached out to me and they said, hey, you're so passionate about buying this course. How about you become an instructor yourself? Looks like you really like our product because I see the results. I see my skin is glowing. I look amazing. I look even younger than I looked before. Now I'm 36. I have no, like, I don't use any products, no nothing. When I was 25, I had the whole store. Of course, like, I was like so impressed. I kept buying their course, whatever they offered. And I said, hey, you should actually study this professionally. And I actually took professional education and from many different sources. I studied the anatomy of the face, of the neck. I started to really understand our anatomy. That's the big power. By understanding this, we know what to do, how to prevent things. It's just like a car, right? But it's more complicated. The body is more complicated than any metal piece or whatever, right? And then I started to dig deeper. I thought, hey, yes, I know face, I know like neck, I know chest, but it's more deeper than that. Actual beauty of the face is inner organ health. It's so much more. It's actually overall health. Yes, of course. I teach how, and I teach, and I was studying how to do facial techniques, exercises, but then I realized it's not enough. It's much more complicated topic, and it should involve the study of the whole body inside out. That's when I started to study osteopathy, myofascial techniques and everything, just getting education from different sources. And my major education actually comes from Russia. And especially like I have such a medical background there. I was like asking lots of different experts in the field how everything works. And it brought me to my actual stepping stone once I really learned about lymphatic system. That was something life-changing for me and for the people who I caring right now, who I heal right now. So everything was just building up, starting with questioning beauty products. And I just really studied the anatomy inside out on a very deep level. And now I continuously go for my studies in Russia every 6 months. I just came back from Russia from my lymphatic studies. I just feel my mom, she was studying in Soviet Union and such a deep understanding of this lymphatic system. That's why I go study there, because I just feel value for my knowledge, and my results speak for itself. And basically, now, how I help people, I heal people in person, and actually I teach people how to do certain self-massage techniques, how you can prevent illness from coming. So starting from beauty, I ended up in the actual health space. So now I actually heal people through the method that combines lymphatic system and osteopathy all together, making it so powerful.
Wow. Thank you. And that's an amazing journey. And I love how journeys take people to a place of complete knowingness. And, you know, when you talk about, you know, it was the skincare product that took you to this, that took you to that. And then you realized you needed more and you wanted more, and your eyes were shining and you were excited and people were noticing and you were noticing and you had all these indications that it was a yes. I'm sure it wasn't easy. I'm sure it took time. I'm sure it took energy. I'm sure you sacrificed, you know, going out and doing certain things. So you were studying and you were investing, like you were investing in something that made you excited. So when we talk about, I want to break in a little more about kind of the treatment that you do, but in staying with the conversation around prevention and being, you know, you're such a prevention advocate, and I know that you love, that's why you're really big on accountability. What can people do? There's people listening to us right now. They're like, okay. So what can they do? I mean, we know that they can come see you personally. Let's talk about that in a minute. I had that experience. I'll have it again. And then you're able to share things by group. But what are some of the things that people can do from a prevention standpoint? And maybe those are the things that you're teaching. I know that you're doing group coaching and people can come here more and more detailed and ask you things about themselves. But being general right now, what are some of the things that people can do to be in a state of prevention?
Definitely. It's like anything takes discipline. So whatever I teach people, I do it myself. So I never would be advocating for something I don't do myself. So these are just basic techniques, basic exercises that help activate your body inside out. So once I wake up, I always start my day with doing certain lymphatic workout. It only takes 5 minutes. I work on the very important regional areas of lymphatic system, opening up venous angle, working with regional areas everywhere. So it's very simple techniques, yet you need to know how to do them properly, because not doing them correctly, you can actually don't get those results. That's what I teach. Very basic, yet profound self-massage techniques that should be done every single morning. And it doesn't take more than half an hour. So it's basically all about discipline. It's all about your goals. And why I'm so passionate about prevention, when I have people seeing me, most of the people have some illnesses already happened. But by doing small exercises, small techniques on a daily basis, they could prevent it. So I would talk, I speak louder, hey, just do little action, be disciplined, and everything will be fine. It's again knowledge of anatomy, and I only teach something that's only based on anatomy and what really works. And just you just need to use it. And it's not even about motivation to use it. As we know, motivation doesn't last for long. I can give my energy. I can be screaming how amazing it is. But it's all about you, about your accountability. What's your goals in life? Do you actually want to be healthy? Because not many people actually ready to be fully healthy, because it means full responsibility for own life, own choices and decisions. It's easier to play victim role and just say, hey, yes, I want, but yeah, I don't do even simple technique that takes 5 minutes. So for me, it's not an excuse. We all have time, especially knowing how much time people spend on social media watching really not relevant things, when we can actually spend those 5 minutes quickly do lymphatic workout that will activate your body inside out, will make your immunity stronger, and you'll be ready to conquer and achieve your goals that actually matter to you and to this world. That's why prevention is such a thing. I want to talk more about it. I want to empower people. It's all about tools. First of all, knowledge, explaining, hey, why it works, just to give clear understanding. Hey, yes, this is human body. Yes, that's how we work. Do we actually know how to use it? Because there are lots of people, like lots of not clear messages without clear understanding. What's the body about? So my major mission is to explain, hey, here is the body, here are how it works, and please take these tools. Yes, they're simple, just do them. Are you ready to do them? And you'll definitely have the results. If you follow my advices, you will see the results. And it's inevitable. It's Mother Nature. How can you go against Mother Nature? So my goal is to really explain how powerful our bodies are, that we all have powerful resources within us. It's all about knowing how to utilize them, use them smart. And yeah, there are very impressive, simple tools that you could do daily. Bringing all those results.
I think that, you nailed it in terms of when you talked a little bit about, are you really ready to get healthy? Yes. And, you know, we were talking a little pre-show, and I know that we're kind of on the same, you know, on the same theme in relationship to, it's really, I don't think people really understand, and it's kind of a different concept for me, and I know a concept for you, because you work with people that have conditions going on. I used to work with people that have conditions going on. And sometimes we don't even know. Like, I remember when I first discovered the lymphatic system, because I was, you know, learning massage. And I was blown away that that was the first time I'd ever heard about lymphatic. Now, we're talking a few years ago, but I never heard about lymphatic. I don't remember hearing about lymphatic in science class. I don't remember hearing about it in any medical conversation or a conversation with a doctor. I never had anyone say, you know, do you do things for your lymphatic system? And I was like, it is such a crazy important system. And there's many people that have conditions. When you have people go, oh, I get colds a lot, or I always get the flu, or I always, and there's things and you're like, oh, you heard about your lymphatic system, and it's shocking how many people haven't, right? That's one thing. And then I don't think people realize just how much that system makes the whole of the better. Like, it's a big system, you guys. The lymphatic system is a big system. So it makes, there's so many conditions. Can people could say, so what does that do? Well, it does so many different things that can affect people and bring their health to optimum states. And then when you talk about, you know, are people ready and taking accountability? And I know that behind that statement, you really believe and you've seen that things change in other areas of their lives. Because when someone gets healthy, it changes their whole disposition, right? It changes how they approach things, how they act in their relationships, how they're able to act as business owners. And I know that's part of your drive in terms of having people take responsibility. Because if there's something out there like this that they can do that has an opportunity to make them feel better, I mean, what are some of the things that you've seen in terms of changes for people?
Yes. So in my own practice, I always make an intention. Before I even work on someone, I make an intention, like soul aligned client, and I manifest that the person is actually ready for changes, and I'm the tool, I'm the channel who will actually give this access to the new chapter of own life. And people came to me with different asks. It could be chronic issues, but could help. They've tried everything and they give up and they say, oh, I don't believe in lymphatic system. What is this? And no one can help me. And I always like, and I know I can help you. Just give me a chance. I say, if we met, it's not coincidence. It means you are ready because I'm ready for you. I have knowledge. I have power. I have tools. And I have so many different cases when people really struggle to solve it for years, and within few sessions, because I have this full understanding how the body works, people really got their results. Let's say women's chronic issues, women's health problems, digestion problems, panic attacks that bothered for years, even anxiety issues, that really lymphatic is so powerful. It's just knowing what to activate in the proper way. It just explains a lot. And lots of people with injuries, with so many different issues, you know, like from different kind, as you said, and it's definitely 100%. So much happened from stress, and then lymphatic system will take care of this. It's our factory that cleans the body. And if it's chronic inflammation for years in lymphatic system, doesn't matter what you do, it may not be effective. So this is the first goal, to actually remove all of the stagnation, inflammation sitting there for years. And quite often, many people don't even suspect it. And they just try so many different approaches. They take different products that never work for them, when in fact, lymphatic is the key, as every disease pretty much starts from that, as it cleanses our body. It takes care of everything. So we need to take care of it, so it do its job how it should be. So I would say all of the people who I helped, as I said, first of all, they were ready to get results. They truly wanted, and they were so open-minded to try something different. They went without knowing, hey, what's the lymphatic system? And you are so right. It's not enough education these days. It's not clear knowledge why it's so powerful. That's about education. And everyone who came, they were ready. Even they didn't really understand what's that all about.
Thank you. And I agree. Touche, right? Touche. There's so many things that the lymphatic can help. So thank you for sharing this and talking about how the lymphatic is it is your major filtering system. So I know that, you know, I'm lucky. Hey, it's my lucky day. You happen to live in our beautiful city here over in Vancouver, Canada. And so I know that there's people that you get a chance to work on. And I know that people can fly in and have times with you and sessions with you. But there's also people that are listening right now that are like, I can't fly there. I can't do that. And I know that you have group sessions as well. Maybe you can explain to us a little bit how, I mean, I think you have, but if there's anything more you want to share about what it's like when you work with someone one-on-one, you know, so I know, and I've had that experience. And then maybe also for people that can't get that access, can you share about what happens in this group session that you do? So people, because now we've educated them, now they're excited, now they want to do something lymphatic. And I believe in making sure your lymphatic system is clean, whether you don't feel good or not. You know, when I had a session with you, I had a little bit of stuff going on in my digestion, but what I know about the lymphatic is don't wait till it gets toxic till you get it, you know, cleansed up. Right. And I love this idea of doing something 5 minutes every day. So maybe you can talk to both of those.
Yes. So I have few options. I have group classes for people who want to learn. I have one-on-one Zoom sessions as well. If let's say I have clients from another countries as well. So we have actual Zoom sessions where I teach individually, or there are actual group settings when I teach how to do those techniques. Also, I have online program that contains a very simple steps. By getting that course, that small course, you actually learn how to do all of the vital techniques, how to perform them themselves. And there is also a channel where I answer all of your questions, because again, those techniques are simple, yet they need practice. So I have a certain support where you can ask questions. Hey, like, do you do this correctly? Because that's my major goal to teach you how to do it properly. Not just, hey, here is the tool. It's all about the guidance. So definitely I have the options one-on-one in person, and definitely results will be incredible within a few sessions. That's my goal. Never see anyone more than a few times. I would say 4 sessions with me is the maximum. And I say, hey, I don't want to see you after this. I want you to be healthy and wealthy. This is my goal. So I just make it so limited. That's how it works. Lymphatic is so powerful. And then, again, it's all about tools. I teach online during individual online one-on-one session, group classes. And also I have this course that you can buy and just practice it on your own. And again, I'm with you. Supporting you. If you have any questions, I'll definitely guide you how to do it properly.
Awesome. So, you know, look at, that's not difficult. You just have to be open to some massage, you know, doing some self-massage on yourself. I mean, you know, there's other things that I'm sure we do for 5 minutes a day, but I think more than anything, when I listen to you and I hear your excitement and I hear your power and I hear just how important it is to you. And I love how you say, you know, really, my goal is to not have you come back and see me. My goal is for you to get so healthy that you're not coming back week after week after week. And yes, as much as you want to be friends with, you know, people for a long period of time, to be able to have them healthy. And like you say, wealthy. And that means in all areas of their life, because when you are able to feel better, it helps with your, you know, your mental vision of life and how you feel and just the things that you're able to do. So that being said, we talked about prevention and things that you can do to be healthy and being ready and being accountable and wanting to have the best body possible in terms of how it functions, right? I'm sure there's lots of people out there going, so face yoga, like, because, you know, for those that are visually, you're like, I'm 36, people are like, what? Your lymphatic system also helps with incredible, gorgeous skin, right? It's such a big part to, it is part of an anti-aging regime. It is part to health prevention. It is a part of detoxing. And there's so many things that people do for detoxing, but this really is the detoxing.
This is number one detox. That's
yes, it is the number one. Absolutely.
Number one.
Absolutely.
Naturally. So it's just.
Absolutely. Yeah. So look, so we know we're going to have all your information in the show notes and people can reach out to you and people connect with you and all that really good things. And so before I go and ask you a couple of other questions, some different questions, is there anything else that you want to say in relationship to anything else people can do? Or is there anything about what you just said that you want to share before I ask you a completely different question?
Yeah, so what I just want to say, hey, be proactive. Don't wait for things to happen. We are all powerful. We are all capable. And it's just all about taking an action and just make sure you know what you want in life. There are always tools there available for you.
All right. And you may open your door and see someone standing there. And I'm like, hey, and have that kind of connection. And that's kind of, that's sometimes that's how easy it is. When the universe means you're supposed to meet somebody, sometimes it actually can happen that easy where you open the door. Like sometimes if you go, the doors will just, oh, well, the door opened and there she was. So that's fantastic. So look, there's something that, you know, we believe here in Mission Accepted, and we believe in the power of music and how music can change you and empower you and impress upon you and motivate you and excite you. And look at you guys, if you have to put your music on to do your 5 minutes of your lymphatic every morning, do what you got to do. But what I'm going to ask you is a question that, you know, we ask every guest that comes on to Mission Accepted. And that is, if you were on your way to a desert island and you had, you know, one suitcase and you could just fit one album in that suitcase, and it was the album that you couldn't imagine not listening to for the rest of your days, what would that be?
I would take Sade. I love Sade. Yes,
I love Sade.
I can never get bored of her. I honestly, her voice is just so amazing. It's just her message and everything. I would just listen to her forever, honestly.
I know.
Because she's such a unique woman herself, and yeah, I really appreciate talent. And definitely, I would take Sade album with me. I would never get bored.
That's true. That's amazing. I actually have a Sade album and I just went and bought it. And it's actually, it's the thickest vinyl I've ever heard. And I mean, songs like Smooth Operator, and they're just classic, and you can always play them and always listen to them and always have joy. And the word is she's in the studio, so who knows what's coming up next, but
yes.
That's a great, 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 great choice. Thank you so much for coming on. I think it's so important. It's one of those things that we don't forget, but sometimes we forget to do, is just taking that extra time for our health. You know, we start off really great doing meditation every day and it somehow drops. We start off doing certain things and it drops off. And I think it's in hearing podcasts and shows like this that reminds people how important your health is. And if you can come at it as a prevention instead of a correction, then that's a powerful place to be. And that really truly is the relationship of lymphatic. Lymphatic and prevention is just their sisters, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for being on the show today. And look at you guys. You know, we've got this big party going on. The part, which, guess what? Yes, of course she's in the book. Yes, of course she's on the party. And she's going to be doing lots of conversations on those stages. And you need to come to the show and see Oya and all of these incredible, amazing women sharing their wisdom and sharing their passion and sharing what it is that they're doing. And so come get inspired and motivated. It is for women and those that support women. So I'm assuming that's all of you. So you can go to devdrummond.com and you can look up events and you can come see us. We are down to the final, the final shows out of 22. After this next show that we do, we are going to be doing a run of 10 summits in 10 weeks, and you are invited for that kind of fun. If you'd like to speak or you'd like to be in the book that Oya's in, and it is 262 women, we can probably still squeeze you in a little bit. So reach out. We'll get you in the party, either front of the curtain or behind the curtain. Come be a guest, come be part of it, but we welcome you. Thank you so much for being the most amazing podcast audience. We wish you the best. And until we see you again, you be well and stay groovy. Bye for now.
Bye.